the queer community of KBOO as part of our 50th anniversary. Emma Lugo of Transpositive will host this special on-air program. You can join us that night at the Queer Community Open House here at KBOO at 20 Southeast Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. on August 31st. More information about the Queer Community Open House and anniversary programming is available at kboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. The time is 5:59 in just a few seconds. Bread and Roses is going to be coming right at you here on your community-supported radio station.
Hi, welcome.
Kenzie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Introducing the traveling radio skit is an improv group. This is all a theatrical performance from henceforth until 3 a.m.
Hello.
Hi. I'll be the master of ceremonies, otherwise known as MC for the evening.
What?
Yes.
All right.
Only for this. Glorious. This is the circus. MC. This is the circus in my hood.
That's pretty meta.
I can't wait.
You get the award. You get a trophy.
Thanks, bruh. I can't wait to actually visit your circus, though.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your circus?
I can tell you a little bit about my circus.
Okay.
We consider ourselves a, let's see, what are we? We're Gyre V.
Yeah.
Is the name of our collective.
What is that?
Gyre V.
Yeah. Like, I'm into, like, words and etymology and stuff.
Yeah, so are we.
Where was that word born from?
So I was going to school last year and did a thesis project about kind of plastic toxicity in the oceans, and I made these giant trash fish puppets.
You made trash puppets?
Yeah, I made these giant trash puppets.
Nice.
And I wrote a poem for them called Gyre V. And the whole concept was that, like, a gyre is this oceanic vortex, and it's this kind of scientific term for the hot and cool air currents that pool and create, like, an eye. And there's 5 oceanic gyres.
And what's the name of your collective again?
Gyre V.
Wow.
Yeah, so we are kind of creating these vortex effects, and the V refers to, like, in the poem it was for the 5 oceanic vortexes, but I switched it around because what we're trying to do is activate you on all 5 physical senses. So it's like sight, it's smell, it's taste, touch, and sound. And
we
believe that to do, like, to do an event or to host this happening means that we want to satisfy and stimulate you on all these levels.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. I'm, like, a completely, like, sensory driven person, like, myself. Like, I seriously experience this world through feeling, and, like, I think we all do on a certain level of, like, however much we choose to acknowledge it, but I feel so much, and, like, the touch and the sounds and flavors and textures, like, mm-hmm. I used to be a chef as well, and that was something I thought about, was, like, multiple
cooking
dimensions of
amazing.
Yeah, experience. Yeah. Yeah,
cooking especially, I think, is such an incredible art that just hits us so
I do
hard.
Love to feed people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty cool with all the vortexes of energies you got going on. That's neat. And I'm serious. It's like there's a lot of layers there going on. It's like a 5-ring circus. Cool.
And you can come out to experience it this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, Gyre V is putting on a festival, and we've been concocting it for the past year or so. And the Hypnagogia Festival is happening starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock there.
Yeah. Cool.
And it is a beautiful property in Washington. There's a lot of beautiful, it's going to be an amazing gathering.
Yeah.
Amazing people.
Yeah.
Amazing healers.
Yeah. It's at Red Hawk Avalon, which is a festival grounds in PL, Washington. And it's some friends of mine that own it. And
that sounds cool. Yeah. Red Hawk Avalon.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, I'm so there. I just found signs everywhere. Signs, like
signs.
Yeah. Well, I just
like
found
what kinds of signs,
girl. So we were talking earlier. I'm totally excited about this. First of all, custom board.
Yeah.
I picked up at your market earlier today. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, and oh my gosh, I have a list of shout outs I got to get to later on, but it's only 12:20. We're fine. Where was I? The board was awesome. Very excited
about
the journey.
First Thursday.
Yeah. So the signs, all the signs are just aligning, and you know when things are clicking. Like, there are just congruencies and things are just facilitating. You're moving. You're not stagnant. Mm-hmm. And so I was on my way to a dear new friend. I'd only like met this person like twice or three times. And they're an amazing composer. They're such a teacher. Like, they hold their art and their medicine with such grace and strength and power. And they share it freely all the time. Like, they just teach people, inspire and push and like get people to like sit in their own power. Such an amazing individual. And they're leaving for Missouri. They got a sweet gig out there. And so it was a going away party, also a birthday party. And, you know, there are, how I met their community is like heavily surrounded in spirituality and practice because it's gamelan from Indonesia. Very cool music style. Shout out to Sean and Melissa for turning me onto that circle. But yeah, so I was walking around and I was looking at places to rent because I'm looking for a place to rent. But I'm ultimately just like kind of camping my car, which is awesome. But I found these four feathers on the ground. Mm. One golden eagle, one peacock, and then two hawk. One was a red-tailed hawk, and the other one's, like, brown.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a falcon or something.
Can you say those again? You had a peacock.
Peacock, golden eagle.
Golden eagle.
And then a red-tailed hawk.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are actually two, because it's a large one and a small one. But they're the same type, and they're brown. And I'm not sure if they're a turkey vulture or some type of falcon, but with the collection of feathers that they were found in, I think it's more likely that they're some sort of raptor, flying raptor.
What?
Yeah, okay. Because they're serious. No, like,
I just thought dinosaur for a second.
For real, yeah. Dinosaurs are not extinct, that's a lie.
Speaking of
they're
dinosaurs,
just birds, evolved.
Caitlin has an amazing creature.
Sorry, I got sidetracked.
I'm going to go off of what you said about dinosaurs because she's even wearing on her sweater. She has an amazing creature called Todd. And Caitlin, will you tell the amazing listeners who Todd is?
Yeah, I could talk about Todd.
Yeah, and also describe Todd, like, because your shirt is actually really, really cool.
Oh.
For the listeners out there, there's no camera in here right now, so we gotta be descriptive.
Okay. Todd's a Triceratops, but he's actually half cat, half chameleon, and he kind of shapeshifts through sizes. Sometimes he's really, really big and like cloud-like.
Okay.
And sometimes he's really small, like a snail. But he's really smiley and kind of like an empty, I don't know. He's very, like, fifth dimensional, so he's hard to describe because he changes shape so often.
A vessel.
Nice.
And what does Todd... Oh, yes, go on.
No. What were you going to say?
I love the meaning behind Todd, so I wondered if you could tell everyone what Todd stands for.
Oh, man.
Names are private. Names are,
well,
you want to give away Todd's power to Rumpelstiltskin?
Well, I mean, it's an important thing to know about him. And like when people talk to me about him, I definitely let them know.
But you don't have to disclose. Maybe the people have to come out to the festival to find out. To hypnagogia.
Hook.
Todd stands for something and it's pretty big.
Wow.
No.
Yes, this is good. This is good.
Well, Todd's coming out on the 7th hour of Hypnagogia, of the Jairavi production of MC Wakes, and he's going to kind of become... Well, MC is a character in this play that I wrote, and the final hour, she meets Todd.
What? I can't wait! You're killing me!
Yeah.
This is amazing! Lady Monte is definitely going to be at this circus. Like, I have to see what happens with Todd and MC.
Todd.
Todd!
He kind of... It's hard to describe what he's about.
What is MC about?
Yeah, yeah.
MC is about this androgynous child that they really are struggling. And, you know, it's hard to be a kid sometimes in this life. And it's hard to be a kid when you're being controlled by so many kind of constructs and, like, social norms and things that people tell you are what you are.
Yes.
And MC is kind of like she wears her blockages and she struggles through them. And each hour she's kind of gifted an energetic blockage, or like release from a blockage by a certain person or spirit, I guess, because they're not all human.
Guardian.
Guardian is what they are called. So Todd is her seventh hour guardian in this play coming up.
Sounds really cool. Does MC stand for anything?
Kinda. Yeah, it's... I just love it. It's like E-M-C-E-E is her name. And it was a part of my name.
That's how you spell MC.
MC.
Like in hip-hop culture, it's not actually abbreviated by MC, which is actually Master of Ceremonies.
This is really cool.
Most people spell it out E-M-C-E-E.
That's why I said it was meta when you were calling yourself the MC.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, who we got? Is somebody outside? Oh, yeah, it's Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Sorry, bruh. Come on in, bruh. Welcome, bruh. We got coffee. Hey, if anybody wants to join this conversation, BT Dubs, the phone number to the air room is 503-231-8187. You'd be most welcome. We'll figure it out. So what else can people know about you? Like, I picked up a really sweet custom board. There is some amazing art that I posted on my Instagram, Lady Monty, L-A-E-D-I-M-O-N-D-E. And your new community member who is supporting your art, Kevin, who is a really nice guy. Like, the polar bear picture. So...
That was super cool. It was...
Do you travel around a lot? Do you have, like, a Shopify or Etsy thing going on? You had a cool zine there too, which was filled with like beautiful art.
I do a lot of mediums. I like create in all sorts of ways, and first I would call myself a painter, and then after that I would say an illustrator, and then like story maker.
Okay.
Sculptor.
Sculptor. Costume designer.
Story maker.
Muggers.
A lot of the things that it takes to make a show happen, I like to do.
Director.
Yeah, so director these days. Surrealist performance artist. What was the question?
I don't know. You know what? I just did the dirty.
Super long day. Yeah. I mean,
He did, yeah.
I've been working on this festival, and then we went to First Thursday, and I set up a table or booth, and got to sell a really rad painting that I've been hanging on to for a couple years. Of some polar bears in the city.
So that polar bear, the polar bear painting reminded me, did you read His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman?
No.
Oh, it's such a fantastic fantasy, sci-fi, otherworldly dimensions with like elements that talk about like the foundation of consciousness and awareness as particles and all these cool things, and like Paradise Lost, but for millennials. It's amazing.
Can you say the title again?
Yeah. So it's a trilogy, His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. And the three books are The Golden Compass.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking
about. The Subtle Knife.
Material?
Yeah, young adult. The Subtle Knife and the Amber Spyglass.
It's funny. A friend of mine always tells me, they're like, you know nothing about like media that's so relevant to your media. And I'm like, wow.
Because
I just like make so much stuff.
You gotta get like, on the peak though, and you'll see everybody up there, like on the same level, same wave.
For sure.
Yeah. But you've been collaborating with amazing artists. Like shout out to Elm.
Yeah, we have to talk about Elm a little bit. Elm Outcolt is an incredible musician and just artist of many sorts, writer.
Yeah.
They were kind of in Olympia doing the Hall of the Woods, which was an event space where they hosted all kinds of ritual performance and techno shows. And that is the other kind of directive head of Gyre V. And together we met about a year ago, came to my thesis production, and really, really, really appreciated the work. And for the past year, we've been able to just kind of experiment creatively, and I'm also making soundtracks, and I make the costumes and write rhymes.
Wait, did you say you make the soundtracks for these shows and productions?
Elm, yeah. Elm has been directing all the sound design, and we have about...
I'm recollecting something. Something about you having a clip. Like, do you have one of those with you?
One of what?
A clip of music.
Yeah, I have a
yes.
clip.
Yes. All right, all right.
I'll play you a clip.
Perfect. Thank you. I can
don't know if we can plug it in.
Yeah, right here.
So, I'm going to play a bit of one that has been played publicly before, because I don't think it's fair for me to play any of his new material without Elm here.
Fair.
But this one is one that we made and performed at in Peninsula Park Rose Garden, because we routinely, actually like monthly this past summer, we're hosting free tea parties in the park where we would put on a performance piece by Gyre V.
Okay.
Elm does Vessel Mugs, and they like sell mugs at the event, and I put up my art, and
we're getting a positive reaction here in the air.
Yeah, some positivity. I love this. Good, we need a positive good, pump over
my
here.
One of my favorite poets in the Yarrow Weed said, your best friends help you breathe.
Yeah, that's for real.
Yeah.
You meet someone, you can just...
Tea parties in the park. You're doing these things.
Yeah, so this... Thank you for putting on track. This is a piece of our soundtrack, and this is for the fourth set, which is called When... Meadow Met Hazel, which is about the relationship between MC as a child.
Okay.
And their grandmother. It's based off of my great grandmother Hazel, who was a candy maker and kind of like the glue to my family when I was really little. Aww. Like everyone gathered at her house and she just cooked sweets. And it's ironic because now as a kid, grown up slightly, I have like a pretty severe like sugar like allergy.
Allergy.
Yeah, I like get deathly sick when I like don't sugar. Yeah.
Okay.
So I made this piece to kind of like help me break this connection to like this love relationship I had with my grandmother.
Mm.
And when like it's just such a charming thing when someone cooks for you, but it's hard when that thing then becomes toxic.
I feel that.
Tainted Love.
Oh, that's another song I listen to today. Yes.
Oh, the signs.
All right. I'm going to turn down the mics and you can press play anytime,
I'm trying. It's on my phone and it's loading. So
oh, okay, okay, okay.
I think.
So, while you're loading, we got. Yeah. Can we make the introductions real quick?
Hey, who's in this room?
We got two silly men. That's Jay. Jack Nicholson, the Joker. And Ben's here as well. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
And there's a lovely, lovely person behind you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lady.
I'm Ellie.
Nice to meet you, Ellie. Welcome to Lighthouse.
Oh, Lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that's where I was.
Oh, I mean, there's lots of light up in here. And it's dark out there.
Sorry, this is taking so long.
That's okay. Did somebody have a yoga lately?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
You ready for this?
Oh, wait, here we go. We'll talk about that ukulele in a second. Okay. Here we go. And what's the name of this track again?
Well, technically, it is Hypnophore.
Oh,
thank you.
It's no good leave us be. It's no good at all. Someone left a monkey's hand. Don't ask how or why. If you see it, leave it be. Leave it be or die.
All right, right now you are listening to Half Japanese Bonehead, and this first track is called Monkey Hand. Later months, we're back. Hey, everybody, that was a long break.
Monkey hands.
Yeah, that was random. A chill break, though. I could totally drop into that music zone you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what is considered sleep trance music. Mm. And as... yeah, we have 7 hours of it coming up at you live in 2 nights. We're kind of excited. It's a year's in production, and the story of MC Wakes is going to happen. And there is a 7 hours. Yeah, each hour has a different soundtrack and a different narrative that is happening. This is at the Hypnagogia Festival, which is August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and it's at Red Hawk Avalon. It's produced by the Jarvi Collectives and Alva Collectives, and it's also featuring artists such as Ki, Arimbra, Ara, Antar, Mona, and Cedar Dreamer and the Green Heron. And yeah, if you like surrealist performance art, trance, and going into the woods and looking at some of the most incredible art collaboration I've seen in a little bit, but I've also just been making, so.
That sounds, it sounds like someplace I wanna be.
I also wanna do a shout out to another artist that's working with us named Joel Dow, who came out of nowhere and has been designing all of these incredible projections, which are using analog video feedback.
Oh, wow.
And they just kind of decided in the last couple months to jam with us and create this, like, really collaborative experience between, like, the music and the production of, like, live theatrics and then projection artists. And then also live, like, drumming and, like, a lot of audience participation happening. It's kind of just surreal.
Wow.
It'll
yeah.
be quite the experience. Full on immersion.
Full
if you dare.
On immersion, darling.
Yeah. It's a donation based festival.
All right. Yeah. Yes. I want to get in it. All right. So I'll be there. I'll definitely be there. I hope to see everybody out there listening right now. Like, you could just show up. That'd be dope.
You can just show up. Yeah, it's literally donation-based, and we really are putting this on for the sake of community and sharing what we've been doing and exploring, like, alternative media and healing. I mean, I need to really talk about the fact that this is a healing-centric festival, and it's not any place that you're going to leave feeling worse than you came. Quite the contrary. And all of us people producing it are very much, like, focused on our physical health and our social health and psychological health. It's kind of just an incredible group of people with really great intentions producing this media to be received.
Okay, well, look forward to 2 weeks from now when I come back onto the air again with all of this amazing knowledge and wisdom to share with you listeners after being at this incredible workshop, Space Zone Festival.
Yes. Space Zone Festival.
Art.
It's the Space Zone.
Yeah. Kenzie, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I know you've got so much to do to finish getting ready.
And gonna go keep it rolling because we got some more work to do tonight. I'm gonna fly back out there in the morning and get everything in some like final rehearsal states and set, and hope to see y'all there.
Many blessings. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
sparkle
you,
on. Sparkle yeah. on.
Thank you, Lighthouse. Sparkle on. Cheers to the light. And dropping it, Todd stands for terror or delight.
Oh!
Now you know.
Best sign off ever.
Giving is not enough. You need to partner with other, you know, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah. just like what we're doing.
Collaboration.
We have this service, but you know, we
but
we have these businesses. We
it's
have
a recognition, things. Though, right? Because, like, that gift-giving culture is a very, very real thing. And, I mean, it's how I feel comfortable, and I think it's how a lot of people feel comfortable, is just, like, communicating through just empathy and supporting each other's needs. Like, that's... Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
And it's a give and take.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
It's understanding that you can't do everything, and that there's going to be times where you need to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that you're going
to... Understanding the communication style. Right. Yeah. This culture.
And also trust and understand that the people that are here in your community are willing to help you. That's
yeah.
That's such an important part of a community. Knowing that you're giving to people who are also of that same mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Cheers to that.
Oh my gosh. You guys...
Caitlin's. Your skateboard has arrived.
Kenzie's back with, wait, what's the official name? Because I'm still very new to skateboards, and I'm forming one from the, is it the base? Baseboard? Rack?
Deck.
The deck. Like a sailboat?
Yes.
And I'm the sail? Are you kidding me?
Right Katie, now? You're the sailor again.
Analogy.
Happy sailing,
on
darling.
Deck. I am totally on deck. Okay, sweet. Got a sweet new deck from Kenzie, the amazing artist, and I'm just gonna put this camera down. Can anybody figure out how to work this?
I'm on it.
All right, we're gonna get a picture with Kenzie in the skateboard. If you're wondering what's happening in the background, that's what it is. I'm gonna turn music up on this. So, hold on, where we at?
Let's go.
be a lot of work.
All right, we frittered away so much time with love, loving ourselves. Awesome. Bye, Kenzie.
Yes.
Bye.
We love you.
Goodbye.
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 Okay, Nat. Girl. What you got pulled up for us? What do you want to talk? Oh, wait. Hey, can we play your song first really quick?
Yes, let's do it. Produced by Lady Monte. Talking about supporting new artists, I didn't have any recordings, like professional recordings done. And I came in here to talk about some events, Buddy Stock, and we weren't able to do it. And Lady took it as an opportunity to record me.
It was mostly just crippling shame. I was avoiding the shame of failure.
It was trippy because
I'm
you
like,
aired
what can I do?
It was trippy. You aired it before I even heard it. So it was like
she's all getting hit
it's
up.
All like, trust
I heard your
at this
Sean's,
point.
Yeah, it's Sean's all trust. Too. Sean's too had the show coming up. He's a homie.
Yeah.
That's the first time we aired Tefatswa's song too, Jay. Yeah. Yeah. Another dope recording session. Off the cuff. Oof.
We ran into her at Global Homestead.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. No. Okay. Right on. Okay. So here's this track. What's the name of this song again?
Well, Fondly Now Remember.
Fondly Now Remember. And what's the name of the group who performed it?
Flying Caravan.
Nice. Because you're part of another project called Traveling Mystics, right?
No, that was a fundraiser I was doing. But Traveling Mystic Elixir Bar is an amazing herbalism group that just started, so shout out to them.
Dope. I'm going to have to rework my entire understanding, but whatever, F labels.
But yes.
No, I don't.
We go by Flying Caravan. All right. And cool. Yeah.
All right.
First recording.
Here we go. How's it going here? Yes. Thank you. Kevin and Dante.
Yes, Metaman.
Metaman.
And you can follow me, Natty Isabel, is a bell like you ring. I S A B E L L. So that's that.
Cool. Ah, man.
So that's a significant song for me. It's dedicated to dear friends of mine who passed away, and I met them in Portland and lived with both them. And they've changed my life and my complete understanding of the gifts that we have while we're alive. Yeah, I'm all about spontaneity and kind of the magic that happens when you're very present and in the moment and open to things unfolding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of how I navigated my reality.
The flow.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to flow and segue into those upcoming shows? Like, what I really want to know actually what you had queued up on the computer.
All right, so could you I really love the Portland artists that I've come to just like, you know, really respect and appreciate their art. And one band.
You're totally right though, especially when you were talking to Ben earlier. Like, I mean, being in a community where we can give each other that boost, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. This is an important responsibility we carry for our fellow artists in this community. Let's promote the heck out of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing it. Y'all gonna listen to this.
So this song that I love this song so much. It's a new song by Brown Calculus, who are members of Tribe Mars, and it's talking about healing, which has been such a theme tonight with just using art as a form of healing. So this track is called Self Care.
Right.
And
on.
It's enjoy.
Space waves from planet
Mars.
The
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6:59 p.m. And next up is Hard Knock Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Madoff. Did you know that almost a quarter of Oregon's children are food insecure? That means they don't have access to affordable, nutritious food. Join me for episode 2 of Local Folks Podcast and experience Distribution Day, the time when hardworking gleaners, compassionate, low-income local folks, share the food they have gathered with households in need. You can find Local Folks at kboo.fm. Go to audio, list of programs, podcasts, web only, and click on Local Folks.
Tune in on Thursday, August 30th at 8 p.m. to celebrate the Native programmers and the Native community of KBOO as part of our 50th anniversary. Jack Malmstrom of Rose City Native Radio will host this special on-air program. You can join us at the Native Community Open House here at KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. on August 30th. More information about the Native Community Open House and the anniversary programming can be found at kboo.fm.